For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Many who worked with former President George H.W. Bush are remembering their time with him in the White House. James Baker, who was Secretary of State, tells Fox News Sunday his boss had a consistent and uncommon quality.
He didn't blow his own horn. One of his wonderful character traits was to let other people take credit. That was something he was brought up with, and that's the way he operated.
On ABC's This Week, former National Security Advisor Colin Powell said Bush was a perfect American and a man of great humility.
He was always kind. He was always contained within himself. He didn't let emotions get on top of him. And frankly, he was a product of his parents, who told him, don't show off, George. Just always remember, you're humble. You work for people. You serve people. So I think he was a perfect president.
Bush, who died Friday at age 94, is to be honored with a funeral service in the nation's capital Wednesday and will be buried Thursday in Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Donald Trump met with his Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, agreeing to suspend his planned increase of import tariffs on Beijing's goods next month. Under the deal, the Trump administration will hold off boosting tariffs from 10 to 25% as previously threatened for at least 90 days. Trump tells reporters on Air Force One the deal is reciprocal.
China will be getting rid of tariffs. China right now has major trade barriers, they have major tariffs, and also major non-tariff barriers, which are brutal.
During the 3 months, Washington will continue to negotiate with Beijing in an effort to make a lasting deal to resolve ongoing trade tensions. The commander of U.S. Naval Forces Central Command and the U.S. Fifth Fleet has been found dead, apparently from suicide. The Navy reports the body of Vice Admiral Scott Sterney was found Saturday. No foul play is suspected. Rear Admiral Paul Schlees, the deputy commander of the Fifth Fleet, has temporarily taken over Sterney's duties. Illinois authorities are going door-to-door just southwest of Springfield looking for anyone trapped after a series of tornadoes touched down. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Consumers boosted their spending in October. More from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Consumer spending was up in October, growing at the fastest pace in 7 months, while consumer incomes rose by the largest amount in 9 months. Both are good signs for future economic growth. Consumer spending in the report from the Commerce Department rising a sharp 0.6% in October, the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and three times faster than the 0.2% September performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump held an informal conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin says the two leaders discussed ongoing tensions in Ukraine.
Of course we were there. We talked to each other. I had a brief talk with President Trump, and I answered his questions about the Black Sea incident. He has his position on that, and I have mine, and we didn't change those positions. But I informed him about how we view the incident. I think it's a pity we didn't succeed in having a full-fledged meeting, because I think the time is ripe.
Number one, Alabama has the SEC crown and secures its position in the CFP final. Number one, Alabama has the SEC crown and secures its position in the CFP semifinals. Jalen Hurts saved the Crimson Tide's unbeaten season by rallying them in the fourth quarter of a 35-28 win over fourth-ranked Georgia. Alabama coach Nick Saban says his team never quit.
Our players deserve a tremendous amount of credit.